We're starting here on the second to last line on Daf Samach Amud Bet. We're continuing to discuss something that was raised by Rova yesterday, which is when you have Yatzah Shnayim Basiri, when two exit as number 10, and you call them 10. Right now we have what's equivalent of an Amar Mar. We have Amar Mar, which is that we're going to bring something we mentioned before in the Gemara. This is a statement of Rava. And now we're going to explain it, or we're going to try to explicate on it. Which is Amar Rava. Yatzu Shnayim Basiri. Your two exited as number 10. Rava, remember Rava had that statement earlier. Tana Chada Yiru. We have one Braita that tells us that if that happens, then you have to let them go in grace until they get a mum. Tana Chada Yakrivu. We have one Braita that says that you put them both on Mizbech. The Tani Idach Yamutu. And we have a third Braita that says that they are put to death, that you constantly go to the kippah and you don't feed them and they die. So lo kasha. That's not a question. Hadatana, the Braita that says Yiru, Rabbanon, he is based on the opinion of Rabbanon. Dami, Ein Mevim Kodshim the Beit Psul. That you're not allowed to bring Kodshim to a place where they will either have a less of a time to be eaten, or less people can consume it. So here, if you have, which is the scenario here of number 10, when they exit together as number 10, and you call them 10, then you have a 10 and 11 mixed up. 10 and 11 mixed up means 10 is Maiser Vehema, 11 is the Shlamim. A Shlamim and a Maiser Vehema are eaten for the same period of time, which is 2 days and one night. So in terms of that, it's not a problem. Matnot Dam are actually different. The Matnot Dam of the Maser is a Matana Achat, is enough. The Matnot Dam of a Shlamim is Shtayim Shehein Arba. So they actually have Duvar Matnot Adam. There is a Machloket Amoraim as to what you do with that, whether you put on one or you put on two. We have that in the Gemara in Zvachim as to what the solution is there. Is it better to do Shtayim Shein Arba for both of them? And we look at the blood of the Maser as either it's Itzim, or do you do Matana Achat? Because even something that requires Shtayim Shein Arba, if you do it B'diavad as Achat, it works. So that was the Machloket Amoraim that we saw before about what to do. So there is a solution, you just have to know how we pass it. The only thing that's different is the Matnot Kuna, where they have to separate at Chazeh and Shok. By Shlamim, the Kohanim get the Chazeh and Shok. By Maiser Be'ema, the Kohanim are not entitled to the Chazeh and Shok. It's a big difference. Because the Chazeh and Shok can only be eaten by Kohanim, the Maiser Be'ema entirely can be eaten by anyone. So now what you've done is you've limited the number of eaters of the Chazeh and Shok. Because now what you're going to have to do is give Chazeh and Shok from both animals. Both from the Shlamim and from the Maaser Be'ema. So you've taken the Maaser Be'ema, which could have been eaten by anyone, and now you've limited its eaters of the Chazer Shok just to Kohanim. So that's a limitation in the Kodashim. That we don't allow. Eimivim Kodashim the Beit Psul. We don't allow such a limitation. And that's why they say Eimivim Kodashim the Beit Psul, and therefore they have to both wait until they get a mom, and you redeem the Shlamim, and they're eaten by Muman. That's the one right there. According to the one who says that you actually put them on as korbanot and you give the chazen shok to the kohanim, that's Rabbi Shimoni. Damar mevi kodshim the beit psul. You're allowed to bring kodshim to the point where either there's a less amount of time to consume them or there are a lower number of eaters. And over here, even though you're going to cause lower number of eaters, Rabbi Shimon the shitato throughout Shas is that you're allowed to bring kodshim the beit psul. And therefore he says they can both go on the mizbeach, no problem. Tosafot over here discusses a side issue, which is smicha. Shlamim requires smicha, and Maaser Be'ema does not require smicha. And Tosafot brings a number of places throughout Shas where smicha is not ma'akev. Smicha is not ma'akev, so you just won't do smicha over here. Yet, he brings another series of places in Shas where the Gemara says that smicha is ma'akev, and therefore they say that either the case is a case where he brought a bird, or it's a woman who brought the korban who doesn't do smicha. So in some places we say smicha is ma'akev, in some places we don't. You can't, because then it's meishtamish v'kodshim. That the Gemara in Suvachim already said that you can't do smicha on an animal that doesn't require it, because you have to lean on it. You have to lean your body on it, and then it's meishtamish v'kodshim, which you're not allowed to do. So that's not a solution. So in the end, he says, vid, sarich lomar. He says in the end, korban she'in lo takana biriya, v'azla lamita, any animal where there doesn't have a solution to go out and graze, and would be put to death, yakrivu below smicha. Then you put on the mizbech with that smicha. But yesh lo takana biriya. If it does have a solution through grazing, asur lakrivo below smicha, then it's asur to do it. Ulakach, vayidishkalim yoresh karev below smicha. Therefore, in instances where there is no alternative, we say put it on the mizbeach with that smicha. Aval b'kodshim sheyesh lahem takana b'riya, then we say don't bring them on the mizbeach without smicha, and we have to give other solutions, alternate solutions over here. All right, so then the Gemara now moves on to the third Tana. Vahadatani Yamutu, the one Tana who says that they will be put to death, Rabbi Yehuda he. That's authored by Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar, Ta'ut Maiser Tmurahavi. Because he's the one in our Mishnah that says that if you make a mistake
In the 9th to the 10th, it's a tmura of the asiri. We saw that in our Mishnah. That's Rabbi Yehuda's position. And kasava Rabbi Yehuda, tmurat maser meta. That the tmura of a maser is put to death. It doesn't go out to graze, but rather it's put to death. We'll have to see why. Where it says, kasava Rabbi Yehuda, tmurat maser meta. Is that really true? But it's not our Mishnah. Amro mishum Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir responds to Rabbi Yehuda's question about tmura. Ilu ayat tmura lo yakarev. That if it was tmura, it would have been put on his back. Michlal, you can infer from a mayor's statement, the Reyuda Savar Karev. The Reyuda holds that it does go on his back. Reyuda says that number 11 is a tmura of Eser. And he believes that number 11 goes on the Mizbeach. So you see that he believes that a Tmura does go on the Mizbeach. So Mar says, V'chitem, if you want to say Rabbi Meir, Lamai Desvir Leikamai, Rabbi Meir's Lashita Toh, he's explaining according to his Shita, that's the case. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't really hold that. Vatanya, ein ben achadasar lishlamim, el shaze oseh kedusha li karev, v'zeh ein oseh kedusha li karev, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the only difference between achadasar of a maiser and a regular shlamim is that a regular shlamim can make tmura, it can make something else kadosh, but number 11 can't make something else kadosh. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, kadosh li karev hu delo avid. It can't make something else kadosh, ha'iyu gufei kari. But it's clear that it itself does go on the mizbech. He doesn't draw a distinction between a shlamim and 11 and say, oh, this doesn't go on the mizbech, this does. He seems that both of them go on the mizbech. Ve'od. And on top of that, Tanya, we have a braita. Im min ha-bakar. That if it's from the bakar, this is a statement by the karban shlamim. If it's from a bakar, rabot achadasar lishlamim. Comes to include number 11 for shlamim. Yocho shanim rabeach shi'i. I would think that number 9 also should go on the mizbeach amart. V'chi ekdesh lefanav mikadesh o lacharav mikadesh. Does ekdesh make something in front of it kadosh or behind it kadosh? Pavi omer lacharav mikadesh. Afterwards it's kadosh. Stam sifra. That bright line is from the sifra. Torat kohanim. Who's the stam sifra? Is altered by Rabbi Yehuda. Man, it's Rabbi Yehuda hi. Viktani, and there it says, min ha-bakar, there are both acharas al-shlamim. And the drasha from shlamim, the word min ha-bakar, teaches you that number 11 by Ma'aseh Behemah is a full-fledged shlamim. I mean, at least in the sense that it goes on the mizbeach. The difference between 9 and 11 being that Rabbi Yehuda holds that number 10 creates tmura. Now, you can only make something tmura if you yourself are kadosh. So 9 can't be the tmura of number 10. Why does 9 not go on the mizbeach? Because it can't be a derivative of number 10. 10 isn't kadosh yet, so how can 9 be a derivative of 10? 11 can be a tmura of 10 because 10 is already kadosh, and then 11 takes that kedusha, and that's why it's put on the mizbeach. That's the difference between why 9 you just eat b'mumo, it's kadosh to be eat b'mumo, but it doesn't go on the mizbeach. But number 11 does go on the mizbeach because 11 already has 10 that is kadosh, and therefore it's a derivative of 10. 9 precedes 10. Since 9 precedes 10, it can never become that attain that kedusha of number 10. So therefore, we see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda believes it does go on the mizbeach. So if that's the case, how could you say that Rabbi Yehuda's position is that Tmurat Maser is Meta? So Ella Targama Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Abba Kamei Rabbi Yochanan that B'Maser B'Zman Azaskinan. We're talking about Maaser Behema today. Umishum Takala. Then in Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda believes that Tmurat Maser does go on the Mizbeach. But over here, he says that brighter that says it's Meta is talking about B'Zman Hazeh. B'Zman Hazeh, we don't keep Maaser Behema around because of Mishum Takala, because of the problems that can arise from it. Therefore, we say, Meta, don't keep it around for a mum, just put it, let it die over there, because we don't want to keep Maaser Behema around. Now, Tosafot explains in the beginning of the parak, we said already that there is no Maaser Behema today. We do not perform Maaser Behema. The Tosafot answers, you're right. We don't perform Maaser Behema today. But if you did it, it would be Kadosh. So if you do it, it's Kadosh. What you should do then is Meta. You don't wait around for it to get a mum, rather you let it be put to death, or you starve it till it dies. So that's one answer. Rashi over here says something very strange. Rashi says over here that obviously he doesn't hold like the other opinion in the beginning of the parak. Beginning of the parak, we had two opinions as to why Maaser Behema, we don't keep around, Mishum Takala. One of them was because of Yatom and Lakuah. That there are certain animals that don't have Maaser Behema, so since people didn't know about Lachot, we don't make the Maaser Behema today because they don't know about Lachot. The other answer was no, Mishum Takala. So Rashi over here says, this Gemara is not like the one who says it's Mishum, Yatom, and Lakuach. That's not even relevant. We pass them like the one who says that it's Mishum Takala Bizman Hazeh. So what does that have to do? So you could answer that Rashi is saying Bechule. Rashi is saying that this Gemara clearly doesn't hold to what we said at the beginning of the parak, that we don't have Maaser Behema today. So if there's no Maaser Behema today, this question wouldn't come up. So it must be that this Memra doesn't hold to what we said earlier in the Masechta, that we don't have Maaser Behema today. That could be that Rashi is saying Bechule, not like what Tosfot does. Tosfot says over there, we hold like the beginning of the parak, except if you violated that and you made it Maaser Behema, this would be the outcome. Rashi says, maybe there's a machloket here, it's about what Maaser Behema should be, b'zman hazeh. Can't even parak say, don't do it. Over here, they say, you can't do it. So anyway, it's a strange Rashi, but just trying to give some framework to it. Ihochi, Gemara says, Ma'iri Atrei. Then why do you have to have two exiting to have this scenario? Afilu chad nami. Even if one came out, if you have Maisur B'Zeim Be'im B'Zman HaZeik, what you're saying is that it should be Kol Tzinotot L'Kippah because of Takala. Gemara says, Lo Mibayi Kamar. It's a Lo Mibayi. Lo Mibayi Chad Alet Leib Seido. I don't need to tell you this din by one where it's not such a big loss to have the animal go be put to death. About Trey, came into the Fishi Pseida. Here's going to lose two animals. So Lishayinu and the Ipobo Muma, let us wait until it gets a mom. Viliklinu, and then eat them. Kamashmalan, we don't see that. And even when there are two animals here that are going to have to be put to death, Yamutu, we still say, do it. Don't worry about the loss, because we don't want these takalot running around.
The Havamina being that.
Yeah, the takala is what causes us to do it. Maybe by hefsed meruba we would suspend the gezera. Kamashmo, no, we don't suspend it even in the face of hefsed meruba. Itmar, haomer lishlucho tseva ser alai. He tells the shaliach to go and put, take off my ser for him. Rav Papi mishmei de Rav Amar. Rav Papi says the name of Rav Karla Chi Asiri. If he makes a mistake and calls number 9-10, kadosh. It works. Lachad asar asiri, if he calls number 11-10, eino kadosh. It does not work. I have to explain why in a second. Rav Papa Amar. Afilu karala chia siri eno kadosh. Even if he makes number 9-10, it's eno kadosh. Damarle. He says to him, Litkune shadatich v'lo levute. I made you into my proxy. I made you into my messenger in order to do something good. I didn't ask you to do this to mess me up. If you mess me up here, now you create another animal with a kedusha on it. So if you make a mistake, whether it's you call number 9-10 or number 11-10, I don't want your shlichut. Your proxy has been suspended. Because I didn't ask you to do that. I asked you to make number 10-10. If you make a mistake, then I'm not going to be bound by your mistake. That's Rav Papa's position. Rav Papi, we have to explain, what is Rav Papi's position? So Tosfot brings down two possibilities of what, to what Rav Papi's position is. Either Rav Papi believes that Letkunei Shadartich Velo Levute does not apply here. What's the outcome? By number 9, what is the outcome if you make a mistake? By number 9, if you make a mistake, all it is you have to wait around for a mom. That's not such a big deal. You get to eat it. It's just you can't shear it and can't use it until the time it gets a mom. But that's a small price, and maybe over there we won't say that that's a vute. If he makes number 11 into 10, it turns into a shlamim. That's a totally different problem. That's a much more serious problem. That's one possibility. The other possibility is inami, that according to Rav Papi, when it comes to number 11, the shliach has already done shlichuto. When it comes to number 11, 10 already was called 10. And you're no longer the proxy, because you've done your shlichut. Your shlichut terminated. So therefore, when you call number 11-10, you've done nothing. On the other hand, when you call number 9-10, you have yet to accomplish your shlichut of 10, and you're still empowered as a shliach. So since you're still empowered, you can make a mistake with number 9 and be relevant. But by number 11, where your shlichut is already terminated, there you can't make a mistake. So those are two explanations as to why Rav Papi differentiates between 9 and 11. Whereas Rav Papa, again, says there's no difference, and 9 and 11 are always problematic. How is this different from a Mishnah when we're dealing with Maaser Dagan? If he says to his shliach, go out and take off Trumot and Masro for me, Torem Kedat Balabait. He takes off Trumah like the Balabait would. If he doesn't know how the Balabait would do it, Torem Bebenunit. He does it in the middle ground. And that is because Trumah to be taken off, Midoraita, you can take off any amount. Midorabanan, they established 3 Shurim, 1/40th, for someone who is generous, 1/50th for normal people, and 1/60th for someone who is miserly. So here it says that the proxy, the messenger, should do like he thinks the Balabai would do, 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. If he doesn't know what the Balabai would do, just do 1/50th, because that's Benonit. Echad minum. Picheta sarao sifa sarao, if he did 1/40th and 1/60th, trumato truma, it works, even though the Balabai says I would have done differently. So the man says that's different. Amri hotam over there came into Ika de Tarim Bain Yofe, Ika de Tarim Bain Yura. Over there, some people take off 1/40th, some people take off 1/60th. Amar la hachi adantich. I assessed you to be either generous or miserly, and that's why I separated in that way. Hacha ta'utahi. Here, it's an absolute mistake. Amar lo yibay lach temite. I didn't hire you, I didn't make you into my proxy to make a mistake. There's a big difference here. One is that he made a mistake in assessing the position of this individual. He didn't make a mistake, he took off truma. He took off truma, and he had kavanah to take off truma in this way. The mistake was in assessing what the Balabait would do. That mistake is not something that undermines the truma or undermines the proxy here, undermines the shlichut. On the other hand, when you make a mistake and you actually mix up 9 and 10, that's not a mistake in assessment. That's an absolute mistake in the dealing with the Meiser over here. That type of mistake, we can say that the proxy is suspended, that the messenger is not counted because the Tikkunei Shadartich, I sent you to do good, I didn't send you to mess me up. And therefore, he will not be considered a shliach. So the difference in where the mistake is made in. If the mistake is made in doing the act itself, then it will be that the messenger is suspended and he is not accomplishing what the Baal HaBayit said. But then if the mistake is simply in a mistake of assessment about what the Baal HaBayit would have done, but he still carries out the orders of taking off Truma, that will just be a mistake in judgment. Mistake in judgment does not suspend the Shliach's power over here. It just maybe makes the Baal HaBayit, the sender, a little upset, but it still doesn't suspend his ability to act on behalf of the Baal HaBayit. Okay, with that we'll conclude the Masechta.